This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل الذكر والحث عليه. يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous, in the chapter of the virtues of the glorification of Allah, the glorification and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the virtue of mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouraging one to do so. قال الله تعالى في كتابه وذكر الله أكبر. In the chapter of Al-Ankabut, verse number 45, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat 52 بعد 100, verse number 152, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِفْيَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 205. So these are, he mentions a number of verses, but we'll just cover two or three of them, inshallah. So Allah, he mentions the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. And the remembering and the praising of you by Allah in front of the angels is greater than, in parentheses, than your remembering and praising of Allah in your prayers. And that's in the chapter of Al-Ankabut. So the first thing is here, the meaning of dhikr. What does dhikr mean? Brothers, what is the meaning of dhikr? Linguistically, just linguistically, dhikr. To remember, right? Okay, so to remember or to recall something. Also, we use udhkur Allah. So what does that mean? What do we do at the salat? We do the adhkar, and in some narrations, the azkar. So? It's as so on bizay or bizal, right? It's azkar wala azkar. Huh? It's the azkar, but depending on where we're from, maybe azkar, right? So dhikr can mean remembrance, it can mean mentioning, and there's a similarity to them. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wala dhikrullahi akbar, and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. And here it's mentioned in parentheses, the praising of you, O Allah, in front of the angels is greater than remembering and praising of Allah in the prayers. Particularly the mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear this in Jum'ah at the very end. وَلَذِكْرُ akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. And the remembrance of Allah or mentioning of Allah is the greatest thing. وَاللَّهُ ya'lamu, and Allah knows, is well aware of what you do. So the mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general is that which is great. Mentioning His name, remembering Him. And the connection between remembering and mentioning is that the mentioning is not done except that there is a what? Form of thinking and remembering Him. So the first thing that one has to do is remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi qalbihi aw qalbiha. To remember Allah in their hearts. In their hearts. And when they remember and think about Him, encourages the real authentic dhikr. Because after the salah, we may say, subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. But we're not what? We're not thinking. We're not present. We're not attentive. It's just lip service. Right? And inshallah, one may be rewarded because there may be a percentage of remembrance. And there's a beautiful hadith that Ibn Qayyim brings in his books upon it. It's a foundational principle. We mentioned it here on the dars that we have Thursdays. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a beautiful hadith, and it's a foundation. He said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُصَلِّ الصَّلَاةَ وَمَا كُتِبَ لَهُ إِلَّا نِصْفُهَا إِلَّا ثُلُثُهَا إِلَّا رُبُعُهَا إِلَّا خُمُسُهَا حَتَّى بَلَغَ عُشْرَهَا The Prophet ﷺ said that one slave may pray a particular prayer and it will not be written for him, meaning مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ يَعْنِ مَا أُجْزِي عَلَيْهِ Or he may not be rewarded for it except a half or a third or a fourth or a fifth until he reached a tenth. Now this is a foundational principle in regards to actions being, what? Accepted. How? How? Who can tell me? How is this hadith a foundational principle with all actions in Islam, actions of worship? Okay, when we say intention, what do we mean? حضور القلب بالإنجليزية عشان 90%. Remembering Allah, but is it black and white? What do we mean sunnah? No. So this hadith is explaining what? What is this hadith explaining? The Prophet ﷺ said, someone may pray and they may not be rewarded for it except a half, or a third, or a fourth, or a fifth, until he reached a tenth. Meaning that what? Khushu' concentration? That could have happened in this prayer right now with all of us. As a matter of fact, it has. Inshallah, it'll be from when we said Allahu Akbar to Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah. But maybe in the third raka'ah for someone here, the third raka'ah, we were like way out to lunch. We were thinking about lunch, yani. We were thinking about dinner. We were thinking about our way back. The fourth raka'ah for someone else in here, it could have been thinking about work tomorrow. Or the argument they just got it with before they left. Allah al-Basir, Allah al-Sami'a, Allah sees, Allah hears. Allah is the accounter and Allah at the same time is just. So he may forgive you for that thought that you had. Right? Because at the very end, what do we say? Salaam alaikum to Allah. And what do we say? Why do we say astaghfirullah? For any shortcoming that possibly took place in the prayer. But what if we just say astaghfirullah. We weren't even present when we said what? Astaghfirullah upon that astaghfirullah. So many opportunities to what? To come closer to Allah. Right? So this hadith is a foundational principle, meaning that any action that you have, you may not be totally attentive the whole time. You come to the masjid and you say, I'm going to give charity for the sake of Allah. You walk in, you put in that, you see somebody, and you want to be seen by them. Your intention switches like this. Shaitan can affect you like that. Right? If that happens and you feel it in your heart, A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. And then continue on. Right? So this is very, very important. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important because when you remember Allah, you mention something. For example, you're giving charity, you see that you're trying, you want to do it to be seen, astaghfirullah, you remember Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me for what just happened to me because I was about to persist on that particular choice to want to be seen. Oh Allah, forgive me because I was about to say something or I'm saying something. And as I'm reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, and I'm thinking about the verse of the backbiting people. And I say, oh yeah, that's so-and-so. Stop. You backbit someone on a verse on backbiting. Right? But then you hold yourself, astaghfirullah, what about me? You think about yourself, you come back. That's the process of the abd. That's the process. So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. And I think we'll stop here. And it's very, very important that one remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say remembering Allah, it's remembering His names and His beautiful attributes and how they are manifest on us as human beings and all of creation. And that is what will keep the abd, inshallah, from the Muslim to the mu'min, inshallah, to the muhsin, inshallah ta'ala. So just remembering the general form of dhikr. Dhikr is remembrance, and that remembrance can cause one to do an action of khair, and from that is the action of mentioning Him with our tongue, or doing an action that shows, such as the salah, which is a compilation of all of your limbs, your tongue, your limbs, and also your moving. Inshallah, your heart is present with all of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that remember Him, fi sirran wa alaniya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that seek His forgiveness in open and in secret, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma kfir lana min dhunubina wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma sul mustada'afina fi Filistin, fi Ghazi, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, help our weak and destitute brothers in Ghazi, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, forgive them for any of their shortcomings, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, increase their iman from any of their shortcomings, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, let any pain that they face internally or externally be an expiation for any shortcomings, ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, allow in our hearts strength to call on them at all times in all situations, ya Rabbil Alameen, and to never forget them while we are in the comfort of our homes, ya Rabbil Alameen.
O Allah, make us pleased with your qadr that you have predestined for us and predestined for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And never make us displeased with whatever you have predestined, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.